Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas after a couple of games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your game from this past Friday against Centralia. You guys were able to defeat the Panthers on the road 58-49 to start your season off 1-0. It was kind of a quick start for both of you guys. For the first quarter is 15-15. Trent Thomas really settles in. He scores 11 points. And he really is able to catapult himself into a fantastic ball game and really settle the offense down a little bit as well. Get off to a solid start in the third quarter as well. Just want to get your overall thoughts on how this one transpired.
Well, you know, coming off of just 3 days of practice, we were pretty pleased with our play. But the you know, first quarter was good for us, and second quarter as well. But we had a time period in the second quarter where we, I think we fell behind by 8 points, maybe. I believe it was 8. And we were struggling to put the ball in the hole there for about, 3, 4, or 5 minute stretch. Got it back to, within 1 point at halftime. So we were really pleased about that. And then the second half, I thought we, played our best half of the two, of course. We controlled the second half pretty much. Once we got the lead on the first possession, I don't believe we ever fell behind. So we were pretty satisfied with that. And I know they made a run at us and got within two in the early fourth quarter, but we built that lead right back up. So it was good to see.
And then a close one on Tuesday against St. Mary's, a really good Bears team, falling in that one 46-43. And coach, overall, this is kind of a weird one. Your overall thoughts on that game?
Yeah, it was a strange ball game in terms of how it played out. We played well in the first quarter, second and third quarter. Together, there was a point in time where St. Mary's had a 17-2 run on us, and we got down by 15. We went several minutes. I would hate to guess how many minutes. We went several minutes without the ball going in the hole for us, and it was just a frustrating end of second and first three quarters of the third quarter. But fourth quarter, we changed some things up defensively and got them rattled a little bit, and we were able to come back and had a couple shots in the last minute to tie the ball game or go ahead.
Coach, how important is it for you guys moving forward to try to limit those stretches or make those stretches shorter of times where the ball isn't quite going in the hole?
Well, you know, I think with the inexperience that we have, decision-making sometimes is not going to be what we'd like to see. And so I think we have to, get to the point where we make good decisions, even in when adversity is happening, when things aren't going our way. Last night when things weren't going our way, we started forcing things and making some bad decisions, either with the pass or with the shot. With experience, hopefully we get past that. And when things aren't going well, we find a way to settle down and find a different groove to get into and find some success.
And Trent Thomas, Abe Hilbert off to pretty solid starts offensively for the 2023-2024 season. What are some things that you'd like to see them do more consistently moving forward?
Well, Abe has to be a strong presence for us inside all the time. It's got to be a 32-minute thing for him. He did a better job last night of not getting in foul trouble. He did a real good job of staying out of that situation. He defensively played fine for us. We had one time where he gambled a little bit and it hurt us, at a key point in the ball game, unfortunately. He's got to be a presence inside defensively. He's got to be a presence inside offensively and kind of lead us in there. Trent doesn't have a whole lot of varsity experience. So he's done well to, make that transition already to this point in the season. But, he too, we've got to have him under control. He's got to play mentally strong for us. And if those two can do that and lead us in that way, I think we'll be fine.
So a solid win and a close loss moving forward. You guys have Holton coming up on Friday and then Hiawatha on Tuesday. And we'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Coach, best of luck coming up here next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.